thank you for coming tonight and pray that the Lord will bless all of us. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you so much for who you are and what you can do. Tonight we pray, Lord, as we come into our time of sharing your word, give us strength and bless all that we do. We thank you, Lord, for every situation. Bless those that have come and those who may be on your way. And I did teach you, oh God, will touch all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Tonight, we are going to have a special study, and the topic is, what is a Christian marriage? Are American marriages biblical? That is the major question. And this study takes a paradigm shift to biblical or Christian marriage that we can find in the American marriages. And so that would be done by Brother Robert and myself. And we're glad that you are here. And I know that God will continue to strengthen us. Our text tonight is from Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 22 to 24. Verse 22 to 24. Now I'm going to read that. Genesis 2. From 22 to 24. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The second reading is from Genesis 29. It's a long reading, but I will just summarize it. The first one we read is the reading before the fall, the first marriage before the fall. After the fall, we will read another marriage, which was done by Jacob. When you read Genesis 29, 1 to 30, Jacob was sent by his parents, his mother in particular, to go to his family in order to get a wife. When he got there, he worked for 7 years to take the woman that he really wanted to marry. But after the 7 years, something happened, as we all know. He worked for Rachel, but after the 7 years, Jacob was giving Leah. And in that culture, the first daughter must marry before the second. And so that compelled Joseph now to have two wives. He had to work for another 7 years. So what I want us to think about tonight is, before the fall, Adam got married. God gave him one wife. But after the fall, men began to marry within their culture and doing their own thing. And so we have to be very, very careful when we come to marriages in our churches. Many of us think that when a marriage is performed in the church, it's Christian. But sometimes when you carefully study what a Christian or biblical marriage is, you find out that it is cultural. And so this study will help us to know. Now, in this country, the key point that I want to raise in this country, there were never a real defined definition of marriage. But over a year, it was assumed that one man, one wife. But in 1996, President Clinton signed a bill into law that defined marriage as one man, one wife. That was it. In 1996, it was called the Defense Marriage Act. Unfortunately, something happened, and this identical act that was passed, accepted by the people and signed into law, the Supreme Court of America turned it down and said that the law was unconstitutional because you cannot infringe on the right of a person. So by defining marriage to be a man and a wife, what if the same-sex marriage don't include them, so you are infringing on the right of others? This was struck down in 2013. From 2013 to this day, the definition of marriage is up in the air. It's really up in the air. There's every state in America, they are doing their own thing. Every state is doing their own thing. All right, and the federal judge, Kennedy, let me read what he said. Quote, "The federal statute is invalid to the legitimate purpose to overcome the purpose and the effect to disparage and to injure those whom the state by its marriage laws sought to protect in personhood and dignity." Now they struck it down. This was a defining movement. Now, those of us that are Christian, the problem here is that this gave what? Victory to the same-sex marriage community. They rejoiced. In fact, it was on the news. It was all over the country. They were rejoicing. That court decision gave victory to what? To same-sex marriage. There is a fight to this day, but nothing has ever happened. Nothing has ever happened. I want you to, when you have time to go at the last slides of this presentation, my web address is there. I want you to go on the website, and there's a section there. That is a webinar Bible study resources. Click right there. I have so many links that you can read about all what I'm talking about tonight for yourself, so that when we come back next week, you will know exactly where we're going and what to do. I got everything outlined there. I got the links. You will read more about it. I think about almost 7 or 8 different links that I have there. Up to this time, there's no proper, there is no a proper definition. Every state has their own. This has been the problem from time to time. Every state doing their own thing. Now, what are we going to do in this study? We are going to study something. These are the objectives. Now, at the end of this study, we will discover that Christian or biblical marriage is found in the Word of God. Yeah. We found it, everything, when we say Christian marriage or biblical marriage is found in the Word of God. However, most marriages in the Bible were cultural and not biblical. You will discover that most marriages in the Bible were cultural, not biblical. The very first marriage prior to the fall was biblical, but after the fall, majority of the marriages that were cultural. And so when you study what they do, look, Jacob had, he went to get one wife, and then the culture said, no, we cannot marry the first daughter. We cannot marry the second daughter out. The first one had to marry before the second. So he was compared to take two wives. So it was culture. Now, God began man to deliver us from sin, which includes our cultural baggage. And this is the key blessing that we have. God did that for American, and let me put it in a broader sense, Western marriages are culturally oriented and not biblical, most of it. And at the end of this study, you will realize and you will know exactly. And as you go on my website and download those links that I have there and read it for yourself, you will know that most marriages are not biblical, they are cultural. So we will find out. Some cultural marriages can be Christian or biblical by the couple's faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to his will. Now, one good thing that we're going to study in this topic is, how can we use either the cultural marriages that we have had to be biblical? That is a key thing. That is the beauty. The beauty of this study. How are we going to do it? And so it's a blessing. How are we going to do this? Now, let us begin to define what we mean by marriage. What do we mean by that? All right. When we look at the dictionary and encyclopedia. Now, in the Wikipedia dictionary, it gives you a long definition of marriage. You can see it right there. It says, marriage, also called matrimony or wedlock, is a socially or ritually recognized union or legal contract between spouses that establishes rights and obligations between them and their children and between them and their in-laws. The definition of marriage varies according to different cultures, but it is principally an institution in which interpersonal relationships, usually sexual, are acknowledged. In some cultures, marriage is recommended or considered to be compulsory before pursuing any sexual activity. When defined broadly, marriage is considered a cultural universal. That's why marriage is considered. Let's look at the key words that were used in that long definition. The key words here we find, it's a matrimony, it's a wedlock, spouses, legal contract between spouses, socially or ritually recognized union, marriage varies according to culture. These are facts. If you went in any culture, they got their way of marrying. Different way approach, different thing they do, because what? They are doing it from within their culture. Recommended in some cultures, compulsory in some cultures. In some culture, it's a compulsory marriage. When we get to that, we'll discuss it. There will be no sexual activity during courtship in some culture. Can't do that. It's a major institution. Interpersonal relationships, a cultural universal. These are the key points that the dictionary raised. Then we look at the dictionary.com, which is an online dictionary, defines marriage almost similarly. Let me just read that. Any of the devised forms of interpersonal union established in various parts of the world to form a familial bond that is recognized legally, religiously, or socially, granting the participating partners mutual conjugal rights and responsibilities, and including, for example, opposite sex, now, marriage, same-sex marriage, plural marriage, and arranged marriage. Now, in this other definition, they just included the whole thing. Whatever the fight today we find in our culture within the United States, that every state doing their own thing, that's what the definition is all about. It continues on this side, but let us go to the key points, the key words and phrases that were used there. Let's look at it. Divorce forms of interpersonal union globally. He's saying the same thing. Every country, every state has their own way of marrying. It's not the same. Bond recognized legally, religiously, or socially. Union, and when we get to that, to the definition, we're going to study it very carefully. Decision of two people, plural marriage, arranged marriage. Now, when we get to these, we're going to define them one by one. Now, the definition continues, but I want us to look at the key words here. It is saying here are specific terms that I use here for various marriages. We have what we call traditional or opposite sex marriage. In this one, it falls a little bit online. one man, one wife. But the second one that we will discuss is same-sex marriage, which is gay and lesbian. Civil union, that's another type of marriage here. Domestic partnership. Common law. Then we have polygamous or plural marriage here in the United States. So when we look at these various types of marriages, we can conclude that most of these marriages are cultural, not biblical. How can we approach this? We want to discuss this in this identical study. Let's look at a few definitions. We listed the various marriages, and there might be many more out there, but I just thought on bringing those five or six. But let's look at the definition. Traditional or opposite sex marriage. That is, in this one, it takes the biblical model. One man, one woman. We love this one. But when we come to study, we begin to know why most of it can be cultural, even though it's one man, one wife. But the manner in which it is performed and the things that are done, it places that on a cultural marriage. Same-sex marriage, the same as gay and lesbian marriages. This is the problem we have in this country, and not America alone, but in many parts of the world. The issue of gay and lesbian. It's all over the world as you study it. Even when you go on the on my website and go to the link that I told you about, it will tell you the countries that are now practicing gay or lesbian. The same sex marriage is going globally. Christians need to pray that God will give us strength. Now with civil union, what is civil union? It's another type of marriage. A legal status that provides legal protection to couples at the state law level, but omit federal protections, as well as the dignity, clarity, security, and power of the word marriage. Now, you do this kind of marriage, it is only protected by the state in which you are, the civil union. But now, when we go to discuss that, we're going to find out that it has so many issues with gay and lesbian in the background. So they do this. Now, it becomes legal. We found this kind of marriage. It began in Vermont in 2000, in Connecticut, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Illinois, Delaware. They all have this. And I think it continues to grow. I should study it. It's in many countries, they call that civil union. The government of that state recognized that. The only difference here, it does not go to another state. So, domestic partnership. Now, this is another type of marriage that the homosexual or lesbian, they are the one do this kind of marriage. And even some men can do that with the heterosexual marriage can do that. Too, because they don't want involvement of strict rule, but they want that connections and that agreement between the two persons to live in the home to be recognized. And that is kind of marriage that is being performed in this country. It's recognized by most government. Now the sixth here is polygamous or plural marriage. That is one man marrying to several wives. One man married to several wives. And the key, we can find this, that there's a church in this country called Church of the Latter-day Saint in Utah. In fact, the prophet Smith had, I don't know how many wives here. I was looking at a list of his wives when I was doing research. All right, he has so many wives, all right? And it is there, even up to this time, in their constitution, a man is married to two, three wives. There's a fight there, and the federal government trying to control that. But because every state define their own marriage. So the definition of marriage is not on the federal level. So everyone is doing his own thing. Every state is doing their own thing. And because of this, homosexualism and lesbianism has gone in many parts of this country. About 30 some more states are now have approved of this, and they are doing it. And this is something for Christians. We need to really pray and get connected in order to really go on the website, go to this link. I have those links there for you to read. There are some more states. The list of those states are there. They agreed in their various states for this kind of thing to happen. One man, more especially in Utah, one man, many wives. And one man, many wives. So what we're going to do in this study is, this is just the introduction to this study. But what we're going to do in this study is that we will, next week, we are going to study marriages that were performed in the Bible. The first thing we'll do, we'll come up with the marriage that was performed before the fall. And then we'll look at many marriages that were performed in the Bible after the fall. And we're going to see the great difference into the whole thing. And the marriages after the fall still affecting our society. So this is the situation that we have today. And many ministers are practicing same-sex marriage. What can we do about it? Christians need to pray. Now, since the struck down of this Defense Marriage Act, they have been fighting to have this reinstated. But it's an uphill battle. Nothing is being done. There are other bills that are being considered, but it does not move forward. So Christians, what we need to do is we need to pray that God himself will work miracle for us, because we are approaching a time that if we don't be careful, it's a real uphill battle. Nothing is going on. And you see in many areas, so same-sex marriage, different things are going on. In our study, we are going to also discover that even though a man might go, and his wife and the family may go in the church to get married, but what do they do? Now, when we get there, sometimes most of the marriages are cultural. Why? We will discuss why is it that, because even though they were held in the church, but it become cultural because it is what the government wanted them to do. It's not what they themselves have thought on to do. So that we leave that for now. But here is what we're going to do next week. Next week, you'd invite somebody. This is our first start. Usually this equipment we've been practicing. We start a little bit late, but we thank God that we are able to be on. So we pray that next week you invite somebody sharp 8 o'clock, and it will be for 40 minutes. And we had to pray, because we're going to learn a lot of things, how these marriages, what we can do so that these marriages will become Christian, even though they are cultural already, that they will become Christians. So then that's where we are. And here is my web address here. And then when you go to this, you will find a section where that has webinar Bible study resources. And from this, go there. I got a lot of links for you. Help read it, because you're going to enjoy it. That those are wonderful resources that you can read. And then when we meet next week, we all will go into the discussions, prepared to know that there are some videos that links that are placed there too. They're very good. They're very good. I placed a link to help out of us. All right. So now we want to take this time. If anybody have questions, you can send a. Let me. We want to take the time. If anybody have questions to ask. All right. We are. Anybody got a question? Or if you have any contribution, question, or anything you want to say concerning
Liberty, I sent you a question on the chat.
Okay. You sent a question on the chat. Let me see. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. There's a question here from one of our brothers, Andy and Cherie. He said, what led you to do this study on marriage? This is a good question. See, there's a problem we have today when we talk about marriages. Many people do not know that they get married. They cannot really, they cannot distinguish the cultural and the Christian or biblical marriages. They cannot distinguish. They cannot. So I brought this study so to help them. And if you have already had cultural marriage, what can you do so that your cultural marriage will become biblical? This is my heart. Because when you understand the whole thing, and I will give notes, I will give so many resources for you to read and be convinced. It's not, I'm not just saying it, but I will send you, give you resources that you will be able to read it for yourself and come up with your own conclusion. But this is my heart. When you, many people are married today, culturally, and they think it's a Christian marriage, and the point there is that you're going to find out from the kind of life that they are living, they're not even living the Christian life. They live a life of, I don't know how to describe it. So by studying this topic and knowing exactly what marriage is all about, it will help you to know what to do. Okay. Are you there? Hello? Okay, I think he's... All right, any question, anybody?
Hello? What time is the meeting next week?
Okay, Annie. The meeting will start sharp 8 o'clock. This is a starting, and we were able to you know, manage it, but starting 8 o'clock next week, everything will be on course. And we want to do that for only 40 minutes. You know, we don't want to keep up too long. Okay, somebody. Hello? Yeah. Somebody is stuck. You. Okay, there's no more.
I think what Liberty is saying is that if anyone would like to make a comment.
You want to make a comment? You want to ask a question or come? I see somebody want to say something. Are you not? Okay, well, then if there's no comments, if no question, then about time. Wow, good, okay. We're about 2 minutes late. Okay, Rob, no question? You can't hear? There's somebody here, you want to ask a question, it looked like he's not in. Who there? Samuel, you on the phone, you want to ask a question? Huh? No, he didn't. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. What we wanted you to do is let me put that back on the screen again. Go on the website and look at the resources. Read it for yourself. I think the key blessing for all of us here is for us to understand what a biblical marriage is.
That's the key. Liberty, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. Which website do we go on?
It's www.arrowzariableliberty.com.
Is that the same one that the invitation was on?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's the website. I put a lot of resources up there so that everybody will read it, and we can, when we come back, we will be able to interact and and get a background of the reason why I want to do this, because people got to understand what kind of marriage that they are in. Some poor married, they don't even love their own wife. They just do all kind of thing. They don't even love their own husband, you know, and when time comes, they're going to court. So, you know, these are the things that, but when we're finished with this study, and those who will follow through, then we'll prepare them how, you know, to live as a Christian and within the Christian marriage. All right, that's all. If nobody, we can't hear enough time. Then, Brother Rock, can you pray for us?
Yes. Our Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this great day and this time just to gather together, to fellowship, and to learn about what's going on in our culture, the roots of marriage as society sees it, and then to dig into your truth, open our eyes as to how you define marriage, Father. A good biblical marriage, the way that Christ would have us to live and aspire to. Thank you for this time, Father. Thank you for everyone that is here. And we just praise you and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. See you next week. Invite somebody. Ilaka Shop next week. I will send you another invitation. And next week, we're going to be here 8 o'clock. And thank you for coming. God bless you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks.